Today's speech from the throne is expected to accelerate Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's agenda on climate change and his intentions to have Canada lead in the global clean tech race. Kieran Hanley is Executive Director of the Newfoundland Environment Industries Association. He joins me live by phone. Good morning, Mr. Hanley.
Good morning.
So what are you looking for in the speech from the throne today?
Well, we're looking for three things. First and foremost, we really desperately need support for Canada's offshore oil and gas industry. That industry, it's the centerpiece of Newfoundland and Labrador's clean growth strategy. It provides the groundwork, you know, the groundwork is laid through it, and it provides the basis from which significant major renewable energy and emissions reductions projects can take place. And it can be the gateway for brand new clean industries like hydrogen production. But frankly, you know, without a strong oil and gas industry, which is obviously by far our key economic driver right now, we lose our best chance of becoming a global leader in the energy transition, number one. And number two, our best chance at diversifying our economy. So first and foremost, it's got to be support for that industry, which is a key cog in everything else that happens here.
Okay. And Kieran, I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of people seem to think that an investment in oil and gas means it's not an investment into green energy. So really, like you just mentioned, strong oil and gas really... Or without a strong oil and gas industry, it loses our best chance of becoming a global leader in this green industry.
Yeah, Newfoundland and Labrador is very well placed, actually, to become a global leader in that energy transition. As it stands, you know, the world does need oil, and we actually have some of the highest quality oil in terms of the greenhouse gas emissions required per barrel of oil produced. So, in effect, the oil and gas that we produce is of very high quality, and the world can use more of it, to be honest. But that being said, of course, we need to transition away from fossil fuels. And we're not far off from becoming one of the best jurisdictions in the world to show leadership in that space. But we do need a healthy oil and gas industry to become just as good as places like Norway and the UK in that regard.
How can the economy be transformed into a greener one?
Well, I think there's no better visual of an energy transition than our offshore oil and gas assets being powered by offshore wind platforms out in the ocean. You know, that is just a physical representation of the energy transition. And that is, frankly, a real possibility for our province right now. So I think that that's something we should examine quite closely and something that we could potentially invest in, because that will get people to work. And the work and the skills and the expertise required for offshore wind is very, 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 very similar to what's required for offshore oil and gas. So that's just one example where the two of these things, clean energy and oil and gas, can work together to accelerate the energy transition.
Kieran Hanley, Executive Director of the Newfoundland Environment Industries Association. The Prime Minister has said in the past that he would like to create an economic ecosystem where clean tech companies can thrive. What could that mean for industries here in this province?
Well, I think, you know, one other thing we're looking for in the speech from the throne is a commitment to support the electrification of our economy. In Newfoundland, we're soon going to have an electricity grid that is almost 100% clean. That's an amazing situation. So we need to get as much as we can on this grid. Buses, ferries, boats, aircraft, home heating, building heating, anything you can imagine. So that creates great opportunity for innovation, the research, development, commercialization of new products and services that can take advantage of the clean electricity grid that we already have. There are some companies doing some really exciting things here, like MISO, for example, with its smart thermostats and in-floor heating and soon to be air conditioning as well. So while we have this great resource, you know, take away all the negativity associated with Muskrat Falls, at the end of the day, that is a huge bonus in the fact that it's going to provide us with almost 100% clean energy. How do we turn that into an opportunity for product development, product creation, and economic growth? And that's something we'd like to see as well.
Kieran Hanley, Executive Director of the Newfoundland and Labrador Environment Industries Association, thank you very much for joining us on the VOCN Morning Show.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Bye-bye.